I thought when you actually ran it back for him, you got tripped by your own teammate.
I know. I'll take blame on that, man. I pick my feet up or something, but I just feel like we got to play a little bit better in some areas, but at the same time, we made enough plays to win, and it came down to a kick at the end. We knew it was going to be close, and Gostkowski kicked it through. It was a long kick, and, you know, we needed it. So
that last drive, what is the mindset of the team as you guys are trying to get down the field and get in that position for Gostkowski to kick it?
We work on that drill every day, pretty much, and you know, we're comfortable doing the two-minute drill, and it came down to just executing, doing our job, and, you know, we got close enough for him to kick it, so.
That fourth down catch to keep that drive going, did you know it was coming to you?
We had run that play a couple times within the two-minute drive, and I knew I was going to be open, so, and we had a chance, and as long as I, you know, got my depth and got across the line, I mean, it ended up working out.
Did you, on the punt return, you were, you know, sort of waving your hands down low, as, you know, I guess Peter maybe is the call there?
Yeah.
Do you think that they heard that? Because it appeared that some of those guys let up initially, and then you did the rest.
I'm not going to tell you my tricks, but end up working out.
What's the thought process on the sideline when you see Steven lining up for kicking?
We have the most confidence in Steve. I mean, he's in our eyes, he's the, and in a lot of people's eyes, he's the best kicker in the league, and we have the utmost confidence in him. So we were all excited.
What do you think about the undefeated season down the stretch here?
We're not really thinking about that. We're just thinking about one game at a time, and you know, one week at a time, and that's really it.